context. Briefed, debriefed, or numbered. My life is my own.
And you're listening to another quality episode of Hacker Voice Radio. It's episode 13 on the 25th of August 2005. Where did I just skip 3,000 years? We're looking at a quiet episode today because there's nobody in our ISE channel, and I'm feeling very sad.
Yeah, it's real lonely.
Very lonely. So it's just me and you, I guess.
Yep.
Okay, how should we kick things off?
Play the other voicemail we got today.
Okay, this is a very strange...
Instead of email, we get weird voicemails.
Yeah, we get... I've been getting very weird voicemail lately. Here we go.
Hold on. Poland. I'm fine, is you? Also, I'm 17, and you? You are 17. Oh. No. And you? Who can I see it?
That was very weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess what happened there is he was in a bridge with me at the same time. I don't know.
Yeah, it sounded like that.
I don't know what's going on there.
Weird stuff.
Mm. So, in
Let's
news
kick off
today,
the news.
The terabyte DVD recorder will be available from next month. Japan's Hitachi Limited on Wednesday unrevealed the world's first hard disk drive DVD recorder that can store 1 terabyte of data, or enough to record about 128 hours of high-definition digital broadcasting. That's fucking cool shit there.
Yeah, that is awesome.
I have to say, when it comes out, I'm going to be backing up all my shit onto that.
Yeah, it'll probably be what? 1500 quid or more
for one CD.
I don't know, it'd be great if it was, you know, around about the same price for DVDs are.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
I don't know if it's gonna hit the consumer market straight away, but
that'll take about 2 years.
Yeah, it definitely sounds very cool.
But CDs are going the way of the dinosaur.
Hmm.
And I don't think anybody uses fucking floppies anymore.
No.
God.
Well, they don't make computers with floppy disks anymore. Not as far as I know.
No. Well.
Yeah. And, Washington Post article reports that Chinese networks are being used to breach hundreds of unclassified US government systems. The article goes on to say that some of the analysts believe that the activity has been tied to the Chinese government, although there is no, there is also some dissent. From the article, whether the attacks constitute a coordinated government data. Coordinated Chinese government campaign to penetrate U.S. networks and spy on government data banks has divided U.S. analysts. Some in the Pentagon are said to be convinced of official Chinese involvement. Others see the electronic probing as the work of other hackers simply using the Chinese network to disguise the origins of the attacks. I think that's probably what's happening there.
Yeah, I'm going to fess up to one of this, right? I actually have used Chinese proxies to scan US government computers. Simply because there is no way to trace it. Because they say it doesn't come from China. Well, it's not making deal with China because we don't have any more strong diplomatic relations with them. So there's fuck all we can do about it.
Exactly.
Another favourite one is North Korea. Going through North Korea.
Yeah.
I bet it's... See if you do a lot of noisy M-map scans, like pinging people through a North Korean computer.
Yeah.
People go apeshit.
Yes, exactly.
In the Pentagon, what? Ah, they're coming to us!
They're coming to get us. God.
Nuts. Yeah, what's this? A robotic bat head that can emit and detect ultrasounds in the bands of frequencies used by the world's bats will give echolocation research a huge boost. Sonar in water is a mature field, but sonar in air is far less advanced. Whenever a robot team wants to build an autonomous robot, they look at sonar first, but they quickly run into problems due to the simple nature of commercial sonar systems and switch to vision or laser ranging. The IST project, is that Sirce? S-I-R-C-E,
yeah.
Hopes that the research they can now do with robotic bat will lead to more sophisticated sonar systems being used for robotic navigation and other applications. That's pretty sweet for if you're going to be using it for aviation purposes.
Yeah, exactly. Sounds very cool.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. That would really increase the resolution on radar weather scanning. It's like because most planes now have weather radar installed.
Yeah.
That'd be a huge thing for that.
Yeah.
Another thing it'd be good for is using this ultrasound technology for conventional radar, so you can bet your ass at the military probably pick up if they're not already.
Yeah, or you can scan people through walls.
Let's see about this wee dirty bastard next door's then.
Yeah.
Oh, he's shagging his butt.
And Reuters is reporting that the US Pentagon is designing a laser cannon that's small enough to fit onto a fighter jet, yet powerful enough to knock down a missile. The high energy laser area defense system called HELLADS, being redesigned by the Pentagon Central Research and Development Agency, will just weigh 750 kilograms, that's 1,650 pounds. And measures the size of a large fridge. Now we need to make this fighter jet space worthy for true Star Wars feel. Now this kind of links into the story we talked about yesterday about the guy going into the shopping mall dressed as a stormtrooper.
Yeah. But Laser cannons
on jets. Choop 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 choop.
Boom!
That sounds very fucking cool.
Yeah. If you're the pilot.
Yeah.
What's this here? It's the size of a large fridge.
Yes. Doesn't sound very aerodynamic.
Has anybody ever seen a fighter plane?
Yep.
There are a lot smaller than they look in the TV, right? A lot smaller. I've been up front with a few of them, and a large fucking fridge is going to look really weird.
Yes, exactly. I'd be surprised where they're going to put it, because there's not much place on a fighter jet to put anything, really, apart from the wings and the fucking tailplane.
Exactly.
There's barely enough room for the pilot.
And they're already trying to fucking replace them, so...
Yeah, exactly, with machines.
Yeah. Another wee thing is, a big thing. Microsoft has finally signed a deal with two film studios to make a movie based on its popular science-based video game series, Halo. Universal and 20th Century Fox agreed to pay Microsoft just $5 million plus a percentage of movie ticket sales, which will probably come in, I think it says here the 15% of box office sales they've got behind them, so that's only around about $30 million. So Microsoft isn't really making much money off this.
No, not really. But they're probably selling.
Oh, sorry, 10%. 10%. So they'll probably make about around about 20-30 million off it. So
That's not bad.
Because this has got to be a big movie.
Yeah,
big. The deal ends months of speculation over which this. Over which studio could win the right to make a Halo film, which came to Hollywood last spring, highly touted by Microsoft and its representatives at Creative Artists and at the Creative Artists Agency. Messengers delivered a script to the studios wearing costumes and toting laser guns. Yeah. But several studios bought at initially high asking price, which was at the time published reports pegged at $15 million plus 50% of box office sales in the United States and Canada. Until the terms of the final agreement, Universal will oversee the film's production and domestic distribution, while Fox will handle the international distribution.
Oh, wow, the BinRev channel is getting owned, by the way, at this moment in time. Somebody's just upped themselves. Have you... you just missed it. Hopefully it'll go crazy again. Somebody keeps on upping themselves and... Anyway, sorry about that.
No, it's okay.
I have to break into the ownage news. And a report from the West Bank. People are getting owned. Back to the studio.
What the hell is going on in this anyway?
Sorry, man. Hey, I'm getting my own back now, fucking, with that report.
Yeah, alright. Bastard. Universal spokesman Paul Flug, is that really his real name? Flug, P-F-L-U-G, fucking
no,
no hell.
Bad as Huggers, last time I read it.
Flug, and said the studios are aiming for a summer 2007 release of the movie based on Halo and Halo 2. A science fiction series about an alien fighting warrior named Master Chief.
Master Beta?
Yes. Microsoft spokesman Carlos de Leon, declined to comment on the terms of the movie deal, as well as speculation that the software giant would launch its Halo 3 game alongside the movie. A quote of him says, "We haven't made any announcement to launch Halo 3.
Just a note of that, will it be anything like Red versus Blue? Because if it is, I'm fucking watching it.
Don't know.
Do you know what I'm on about when I say Red versus Blue?
No.
Okay, fair enough. It's basically a comedy show entirely made from in-game footage. So the characters are the people and they like nod their heads and stuff and they talk. But it's insanely, insanely, hilariously funny. So check it out.
You need to send me a link.
I will do.
Intel is announcing its Desktrino.
Desktrino sounds fucking gay to me, sorry.
Yes, but here's the thing, right? It's a Centrino-esque brand, and it will be called Vive.
Oh, God. Are they running out of names to call processors? The Ubertron.
Fuck knows. Unsurprisingly, it's founded on a dual core processors, and it's based on Windows Media Center Edition.
Okay.
I know. Vice President and General Manager of Intel's Digital Home Group, Don McDonald, fucking hell, these names are weird, revealed at Intel Developer Forum today. And I actually included Google Ads in this, by the way, by accident, because I copied and pasted. Sorry.
That's alright.
Vive will formally launch in first quarter of 2006, fucking business types, presumably when Intel has its 65 nanometer?
Right.
What's that? I don't know. Weird. Dual core Presler processors on the market. Pardon me.
Right.
The platform was formerly known as East Fork. Yes, they're running out of names.
Yeah, definitely.
McDonald didn't detail the Vive spec, but it's likely to include the processor, chipset, connectivity, supporting software infrastructure, a mandatory remote control unit, and maybe other things as we go forward, he said. The Pentium D945 chipset have been mentioned in connection with the Vive platform, as has Intel's Tequa. They knew I was going to be fucking reading this. Gigabit Ethernet controller that we'd add the Yona mobile processor and its 945M Express chipset. And likewise, the Pentium Extreme Edition or 955X chipset combo.
Very cool.
Interestingly, wireless connectivity does not appear to be part of the standard spec.
Strange, because I thought they'd be moving into wireless connectivity, seeing as it's going to be a media center.
Yeah, they should fucking have that, but this is where this is why home networking capability and many Intel V technology based usage models will require additional hardware devices, software or services.
Ah, DRM maybe, DRM.
Yeah, wireless DRM.
Ah, here we go.
That's the small print.
Yeah. Sounds sexy.
Presler is expected to incorporate Intel's virtualization technology, whatever the fuck that is, so the platform may well incorporate a number of under the hood software subsystems. Oh, I know this. Subsystems to make the system more consumer friendly.
So, noob friendly then?
If you're a developer, probably, yes.
Yeah.
McDonald demoed a couple the ability to put the system in a consumer electronic style standby mode and then back on again, almost instantaneously. Intel calls it quick resume technology. The system will also contain a media server which can automatically transcode video as it streams images to remote devices.
Interesting.
Here's the cool part though. Each Intel Vive PC will also ship with 5.1 surround sound as standard.
Mm-hmm.
And 7.1 surrounds is optional. So too is a TV tuner. But see this thing, right? See when they're including a TV tuner into these boards?
Yeah.
Well, people in the UK require a TV license for these things.
Most definitely, yes.
That sucks.
I myself hate TV licenses. Why? Yes. Because in the law, you have to own a license to have a television unit. Now, I don't know if I'm crazy here. The only reason why that is because you might accidentally watch BBC One and BBC Two.
I think it's already up to fucking BBC Seven now.
Yeah, now these are independent channels because they're not funded by corporations, they're funded by the government and the taxpayer and the payer of the license. So the more they can drain out of people on the licenses, the better quality shows they can give. I myself do not watch that much TV, and if I am watching TV, I'm probably not watching BBC One or BBC Two. So why should I have to be forced by law to have a license when I could just opt out? What if I was just buying a TV so I could plug it into my PlayStation, or so I could plug it onto my computer, and I would never require the use of analog television ever again?
It's really fucking stupid.
Yeah.
It really is. But, who needs TV when you have,
the internet? Yeah, exactly.
And torrents.
Yeah.
So they can fuck off. Ooh, that's all we've got for news. It's been a quiet news day, though.
Yeah, very quiet news day. Very scary. I hate it when it goes quiet.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what's happening.
They're up to something.
They're up to something, yeah. They're planning
They're
something.
Coming for us. I'm just checking my auction.
Because
on last night's show, near the end of the show, just when we were finishing, I actually forgot to check the auction and rebid on it, and I kind of lost a laptop, so...
Oh, water flowered recently on Mars. According to space.com...
Again?
Yeah. They found water on Mars, I guess. Small gullies on Mars were carved by water recently and will be prime locations to look for life, NASA scientists said today. Interesting. And also in antivirus news, is it the end of signature-based antivirus software? PC Magazine is running a story about the latest AV test response time and productive detection tests, thank you, for the latest MS05-039 I am a robot vulnerability received attacks. The test results were announced by the author of Focus Virus, Discussion List, that's really impressive because the huge difference between response times among antivirus companies is two products succeeded to proactively detect all six attacks without any signature updates. Cool stuff. It's always good to be protected.
Yes.
And another major spammer has been busted. A 25-year-old Christopher William Smith, considered one of the world's biggest spammers by the Spam House Project, is now sitting in jail without a bond. And Smith allegedly had a doctor issue 72,000 prescriptions in the space of 1 year in conjunction with orders obtained through spamming. The doctor, Philip March, had a license to practice medicine in New Jersey. I've really forgotten how to read, I swear. Something's going wrong. Anyway,
back to school.
Yeah, back to school with me. Back to school with Belial. New Jersey, but the provided prescriptions to people throughout the United States without even evaluating them, both of which are big no-nos. Federal authorities have already seized over $3 million dollars in cash, luxury cars, and houses. Wow, that is major shit. How can you... Wow, $3 million luxury cars and houses. I might send out a few spam emails. Intel and laptop raid. Wow. Looks like they're moving into a raid for laptops. The next version of Centrino, codenamed Napa. Oh, Napa. Excuse me while I just piss myself. Napa! Will support RAID. Intel has published a great way for businesses to users to have added reliability and data backup for their notebooks. Should boost gaming performance too. Anyone for 2.5 GHz Pentium M GeForce 7800 graphics and a 200 gigabyte RAID array? Yes, please. So basically, looks like they're going to be touching like fucking laptops. This is kind of what I predicted last year. I said, I bet what's going to happen is that technology will start moving slower in the desktop sector. And laptops will be pushing up, and you'll be able to see higher speeds on laptops, and bigger hard disks, and better graphics cards. And now they're literally averaging the desktop performance. Hey, what happened there? Hello.
Hello.
What happened there?
I don't know.
Did you drop offline?
No.
Oh, okay. Because you called me back. I don't know.
I just checked my network connection. There was some errors in it, so packet loss.
Ah, okay.
Network problem, Ryan. Sorry.
That's right. That's about it. About it for news.
Napa is raiding laptops.
Yeah, it's looks like mad things are happening there.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. And laptops are going to be moving up very quickly to desktop kind of performance. So, you know. That's
yeah, the only problem is the battery life.
Yes, exactly.
I know someone who has Alienware Area 51M.
Yeah.
And it lasts for about an hour just sitting there if you go on the internet. But see, if you play a game,
yeah,
you're lucky if it lasts 15 minutes.
I'll tell you what, what's going to be happening is... there is actually a battery that lasts for like 5 hours or something, but they're not going to be releasing it because it's just like something cool that they want to. They don't want to release straight away.
That's stupid. You might as well do it whilst they can make money off it,
yeah,
before someone else develops that technology.
Exactly. And in Think Geek news. A binary tie has been released. Oh, that's very cool. I might buy one.
I don't wear ties or shirts.
No.
Cut off the circulation to the brain.
I sometimes wear ties and a suit when I'm officially working.
You're a suit?
Yep.
Oh my god.
Wow. I'm a professional.
Oh, you work in IT, so...
Yeah, exactly.
Working computer science, not IT. Be geeky.
And you sent me a message in IRC. Bilal, what's happened? I don't know. Yeah. What's happened? Is that when you dropped?
Yeah.
Okay. I just carried on talking. I didn't notice you did. Sorry.
So, ooh, we've been talking for 27 minutes now.
Have we? Wow, cool. Now, there's also a very cool product, which is a scrolling LED message. And there's all kinds of good stuff on thinkgeek.com.
Yeah, I've actually bought a few stuff from there before.
Yeah.
So I'm just moving my mic. I like to put my feet on my desk.
Okay.
I was up late last night. So I'm tired.
Yeah, I'm feeling a bit drained. Probably because there's not a lot of people. Actually, let's see if anyone's actually listened to us. Kind of make things better if people listen to us.
Yeah, we feel kind of sad because no one's in IRC for us.
It makes me feel like a sad panda.
So, updates.
And our profiles have been updated on the website, so do check them out. There's some cool pictures of me, Scoby, and Planet Lave. And yes, that is Planet Lave himself.
Yes. Explains the long hair.
Explains the long hair. It explains why I'm getting him an extra large t-shirt. And a lot of other things about Planet as well. Now, the reason we took a picture of him like that is because you didn't want to go any lower. Because you really find out why he's got that deep, manly voice.
And there's an old picture of me on there as well from 2003.
Yeah. You look very happy, like you just saw something.
I was drunk.
Okay, that explains it then.
Yeah.
You look like you're in like PC World or something. Where are you?
Boots.
Okay.
I was getting cameras developed.
Okay.
And then someone just took a picture of me in their camera phone. I was like, fuck off with that. But I still need to scan my photos and I've still not done it.
Okay.
I was supposed to do it today, but I got up at 2 p.m. so they were out. So.
God, the amount of fucking bots and noobs and shit on here.
Benrev.
Yeah. Look, they're blocking each other. One sets ban mode on Black Ratchet, and Black Ratchet sets ban mode on Zigman. They're just like fucking warring each other out.
So Ziggy's account's been hacked, or Ziggy's hacking them.
Looks like Zig's being hacked, and something's going on.
I'd love to see the logs for that.
Yeah, very odd. Very odd.
Another few updates. I've got. Earlier on this afternoon, I got a lot more articles sorted out. I just need to wait for my servers to get back up so I can host the database for the forums. The forums are actually in place now, I just need to get a database set up. So once that's sorted, then, you know, it's all good.
Cool.
I was thinking, see, for the article searching, I think that might actually take a wee bit longer to code up because I've got quite a few things on at the moment. So, once the forums are up, we'll just temporarily host articles on the forums, like just post it in there, and then I'll convert it over.
Okay.
Because it's the both of them are going to be using the exact same database, which is hosted here, and I'm actually playing a little bit more because I got my upload speed increased again.
Cool.
So until I get dedicated my SQL server.
Yeah. What's up with your microphone? I can hear it bashing around.
Oh, it's me trying to fix wires.
Okay.
Sorry.
Sound a bit raw there. And Also, in the Think Geek News, there is actually a Wi-Fi detection spotter that's the size that it fits onto your keychain, and it will display the SSID of the channel, and also of the encrypted channel as well, if it's encrypted or not, which is pretty cool. You can carry it on your keychain.
Yeah, it's been there for since December, I think.
Oh, right. I just saw that now. But, yeah, it's pretty cool. I think I might purchase something like that.
There's also another one.
Oh, no, it's $60. Fuck that.
There's another Wi-Fi detection thing, but it's even smaller. It's a ring that there's lights on it, LED lights on a ring, that when it comes in range of a Wi-Fi network, the lights seems like it's like a meter to tell you how strong the signal is.
Oh, cool.
So that's pretty neat. I think that's $50. I'm not too sure, but it's a cool geek gadget.
That's very cool.
And I have the binary watch from there.
Yeah.
I have that.
Yeah, binary watch. That I was looking at that before, but the only problem with that is that they're very expensive things there. I can say that for sure.
Yeah. Good fun, though, because when someone asks you what time it is, you just look up and you've got a binary watch and they just look at you.
Yeah, exactly.
And you see it's
01010000010. On the 001.
No, that's 25 to 5. Fuck, yeah. Do you feel that?
Yeah.
And I was like, because it says so right there. No, what the fuck?
It's pretty cool. I thought, wow, this is something I want to get.
I'm going to wear all my geek gadget my first day in college back. First day back in college.
Yeah, you'd definitely be spotted out.
All my geek gadgets. My leather fingerless gloves from my typing and everything. I'm a nut job, yeah.
Yeah, I know you are.
So when's Planet coming back?
I have no idea.
Do you know?
I don't know. I've got no idea.
He's never coming back.
Yeah.
After a few weeks, you probably can't wait to come home.
Yeah, exactly. I know, you can't really go away somewhere for that long. It's like, it gets a bit boring after a while, and you're like, oh, what am I meant to do now? I'll just go home.
Yes, if you're going for a holiday, but it's like if you stay somewhere overseas, you know, it's probably different. But I wouldn't stay in New York. It's just way too fucking warm and busy and everything else.
Sure. How much is that? Oh, fuck, that's quite expensive, man.
What's that?
That binary watch.
Yeah, but it's $75.
Yeah, $70.
Yeah.
Bastards. I might buy it, though.
It's about what?
It's what?
It's probably about 50 quid or something.
Yeah.
45, 50 quid.
Is it any good?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You just have to be good at maths, though.
Yeah. Well, I can probably convert it in my head.
Yeah.
It's not that difficult.
Once you use it for a few weeks, you get used to it.
Wait, this is... on here it's... 2, 10, 12... 1, 2, 3... 12:45, I think, on that.
12:34.
Ah, close. Close. See, I can kind of do it. I haven't done binary in about... like, pure binary in quite a while, actually. Oh, wow! The on-hold PC watch. Wow, this is cool. Can you see it there on the lists?
I'm not on the site.
Okay.
I'm not at the computer, I'm just writing down.
This is so cool. It's like a miniature computer on your wrist.
Oh yeah, I know the one you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if this is any good.
I have a few things from there. Just like t-shirts and stuff.
Yeah, I did buy a few t-shirts.
What else did I have from there?
Alright, I'm just getting called by someone. I'll be right back. You take over.
Well, so everybody that's listening to the show is now stuck with me. Um, thought about, since this is a hacking show, I did a wee bit of hacking last night, hacked into someone's FTP server. Because what it is, right, for the forums for this site, I've got a license for an older version of VBalloon. But I upgraded the license, but it was for an older version, so I was like, I want a new version. So I went out looking about, and I found this stupid gaming website.
Yeah.
That probably, they probably ripped half, I don't know. But I found some vulnerabilities in their server. It was probably hosted at someone's home or something like that, because the download speed was slow as fuck. I think it was, I was downloading at 12k a second.
Wow, what were they serving it on, a 48 baud modem?
That's probably like it's like a low package broadband or something like that.
Mm.
I don't know. Other than that, they're on AOL, but I found a way into their FTP server and I looked through some of the stuff and I found the directory where the forum was and I just downloaded everything.
Cool.
It's taken ages. And in my wee operating system news, I'm stuck.
Oh,
I'm
right.
Writing the kernel and I don't know where to start. I've completed the bootloader. Mm. That is no bugs at all, and I converted some of the stuff that I had in C, I converted that into assembler.
Cool. So where would you start off with? Would you start off with drivers or
I don't know.
Interface or God knows. I mean, how will it interface? Will it be a directory driven operating system where you have it's going to be Unix, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a Unix first system.
So what happens when you boot it up?
When I boot it up, it says, congratulations, fucker, you've made it this far.
And that's it?
Yeah.
Oh, but what says it? Is it a picture or is it a text file?
Oh,
okay.
Because I didn't want it to boot up and just be a blank screen, so no, I just wrote a wee bit and see if it says, congratulations, fucker, you've made it this far.
That's cool.
So I've got to show that off at college.
Yeah.
Take a laptop and install it.
So, but how can you run it off a disk? Is it live, or could you make it live?
Yeah, I probably could, but isn't a live CD.
Sure.
It's got to be very small. It's probably got to be less than 200 meg.
Right. Okay.
But it's got to be a full operating system. I could probably port some Linux applications over to it.
Hmm.
But everything in it, I mean, it'll look, you know, like a modern operating system, you know. I'm planning to have a great GUI, but most of the software nowadays is just full of bloat. I mean, for example, Skype.
Yeah.
You download that, that's what, 10 meg.
Hmm.
And then when you're using it, it takes up about 40 meg of your memory.
True.
I mean, that sucks.
Hmm.
I mean, I can remember back when we were using 16 meg on a 133. You know?
Yeah, I know, but there's not much you can do about that. You're pretty much forced, but back in the day, something like 60 meg was a major, I don't know, what, wasn't it?
Yeah, in 97, 98, 64 meg is the limit to which web servers could have.
Yes, but that was like major space, because hard disk didn't even come up to a gig. So you were literally saving stuff on disks and swapping disks around. I know I had two floppy disks in one machine, and then a zip drive as well. Zip drives were pretty big back in the day.
Oh, they were awesome.
Yeah.
I had it wasn't a zip drive, but it was one similar to it.
Right.
They stopped making them, but iOmega made them.
Hmm.
And I think it was like a super disk drive.
Cool.
I can't remember what it is. It was like a flopping L250 meg. So that was nice. But I can remember 1998, I got a new computer, and it was 300 megahertz,
right.
32 megabyte RAM,
yeah.
A 3 gig hard drive with a 56.6 k modem. I was like, oh my god, this is awesome!
Yeah.
my first 56 k modem.
Yeah.
But I think it was like a year or 2 years before that, you could only get 56 k in a lease line.
Mm. But back then you had the actual board modems, which were like four characters on screen per second, I think it was.
Well, I don't know. The lowest... My very first modem was 14.4.
Yeah, yeah, I remember those things. You see that picture?
It's loading.
Okay.
Ultimate dedication. What's this? Bucket mode.
I wonder what my username is for ThinkGeek. I don't remember now.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. That guy is dedicated.
Fuck yeah. That is so cool.
Yeah. Falling asleep on a rack covered in a binary blanket.
That's what I need to get a rack. Because that's where all my shit is going to be installed when I build out the network. Because at the moment it's just lying all over the floor and I need to climb over it.
Yeah.
And my Sparta station's in my bed.
Cool.
Not cool because I stubbed my toe in it this morning.
Oh, fuck. Oh, dear.
And cables everywhere. I kept knocking them out last night in my toe.
So, how's everything else going through? Like, you know, you said you were going to set up that website for buying stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be called hackerswag.com.
Uh-huh.
So it's got to be selling tons of lovely, lovely stuff.
Cool.
And I registered the domain this morning. Well, this afternoon. Well, it was this morning for me, but...
Cool. And just to let everyone know who's listening, that there will be a special prize available to someone who can claim it if they root Scobie's box.
When it's set up.
When it's set up, obviously, yeah. Not now.
Not now.
Don't root anything now. That would be bad.
Yes, for the person who roots it.
Yeah.
But last thing you want to do is fuck with me and my boxes.
Yeah. Oh, you don't know, man. I'm on your network now.
Well, you're probably only on the computer I'm using because the network's off.
Okay.
It's too noisy. Ow. Too fucking warm out all on. Because I've got to have an air conditioner on when it's all on.
Yeah, it's just mad. How many machines do you have in one room?
8.
Fuck.
Yeah. And the room is, I think it's like 8 foot by 12.
Damn.
So it's pretty small.
Yeah, take a picture of that and send it to me.
Yeah, I'll need to get someone's digital camera because I broke mine.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, digital cameras are cool. I need to buy a new one soon. By the way, I've just ordered that digital binary watch.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. As we were speaking.
It's leet.
It is leet.
And only the like, leet souls have it.
Yeah, what's the time now? I'm like, one second, let me just calculate this. I bet within a
few... You got a wristwatch calculator as well, so you're like, alright, it's 5:15.
Cool. And we're into 43 minutes of the show, which is cool.
Yay!
They
also sell something on there that's Cat 5.
Right.
A Cat 5 bracelet thing.
Oh, right.
They sell that in ThinkGeek as well, but I think it's like $20. I was like, fuck yeah, I took an old network cable, sliced it, and I was like, yeah, made myself. Made
yeah, exactly. What's the point? I don't get it.
That's another thing I need to order the Cat 5 cable.
Mm.
I found a place where it does 1,000 feet for £20.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
Cool.
I asked a couple of people on the Scottish Linux user group because there's a lot of people that have like spare cables and all that for the companies to work for and they just want to get rid of them. But no one had any. There was one guy who had some from last week but he just gave away.
Alright. Well, you can... you're going to have to slice all that stuff up.
Yeah, no, I've got the kits and all that. I like doing that, because that way I know where everything is, and I don't have to buy like a 5-meter cable for something that's just up, like just in the next level in the rack.
Yeah, exactly. It's a bit useless.
Yeah, I know. Saves me money as well.
Yeah. I don't know why... I ordered a t-shirt from angrytshirts.com. Actually, I ordered two, but only one arrived, so fuck knows what was going on with that one.
Mm.
And I'm just too lazy to send them an email and complain, but I guess I got to do it.
Did it say that you had two in your invoice?
Yep. They sent me two separate emails. Ah, fuck him. I'll let him off with that one. I'm too nice.
I guess the report last night was false then.
What's that?
It says, I guess the report last night was false then. Britons aren't wanting to complain about stuff.
Yes, exactly. Or I'm just too tired or too lazy. Something along those lines, anyway.
Yeah, I'm tired as well. Yeah. I've got a fucking duty later through the day.
Ah, oh dear.
For putting me on the potential jurors list.
Mm.
And in Scotland, you don't have to do it, but they don't tell you that.
Right.
So I looked up the law on the Scottish Executive's website concerning jury duty.
Mm.
And it gave me the list of people's exempt, like criminals, people who have to go to hospital and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I wrote them a letter. Hang on, I'll just get it. Oh, fuck. And I said to them, due to the fact that I'm in full-time education, I will not be available nor willing to take time away from my course. I understand that I have the right to attend jury service, however, I do not wish to exercise this right. Therefore, I request that I am not added to the list of potential jurors. My time in full-time education benefits myself and Scotland far greater than what jury service ever could, and I hope that those people with authority who make these decisions respect that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I quoted the sections of the Scottish law,
cool.
Which says that people cannot be forced to go to jail.
Cool.
So, I bet they won't be fucking happy with that, that somebody's beating them with their own fucking laws.
Yeah. I wouldn't be happy if somebody did that to me.
I don't like what fucking jury do it anyway. It's probably boring. You sit in the telly, people just sit there and listen to things.
Let's see if we can call this girl from Poland. Come on, pick up. She was trying to talk to me today while I was at work, and I'm like, I don't have a microphone at work. Very odd person.
Pick up the fucking thing.
Ah, fucker.
Ah, quell. Can't believe that no one's in IRC. Bastards.
Yeah, I know. They deserve us. What's going on, man? It's like every single UK person is just, like, offline. What the fuck's going on? Is there something on TV tonight that's really important, or... I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'll check Radio Times while we're here. Just in case. Oh, shit! I'm missing that promo. No, I'm joking. Yeah, I'll see you in a minute, yeah. I'll just,
Then it goes all quiet.
Yeah. And all you can hear is my TV in the background.
And I'm like, Lyle.
Yeah.
Lyle. Yeah.
Truman Show. Know. Oh, it's the Truman Show. God, that shit really freaked me out tonight. I'm going to watch that tonight.
Do you know what? See, when I went to see that in the pictures, yeah. I was paranoid for about three
Same
fucking
here.
Months after it.
I was paranoid. I'm still paranoid now after that. I think that was the true change of my personality after I watched that show. I mean,
because
the film.
See if there's a wee crack in the tails or something like when I'm in the bathroom or...
Yeah.
But something like that just
whenever,
isn't right.
Yeah, whenever something weird happens. Like, you know, you always think about something. You think about something, yeah? It's either a word or something in your head that you haven't thought about. It's just a random thing. And all that day, that whole day, that will pop up. People will say it. Something will happen to mention that word. And you're like, what the fuck?
Right, I talked to myself a lot, right? Because, well, I'm a nut. And I was 2 weeks ago. I was sitting there eating my breakfast and I was reading the paper about something, and then I was just talking to him and I was like, I bet he fucking died or something like that.
Yeah.
And this was when I was in New York, and as I read the fucking news that this person had died, and it was Peter Jennings.
Who's that?
See one of the newscasters in World News Tonight?
Yeah.
Well, he died the day after I says I thought he was dead.
Mm.
And then it turned out he was.
Damn.
But weird things are always that. It's like when you, it's like you're talking to somebody and you says, oh, so-and-so, I'm going to phone so-and-so, and then they phone you. Just as you say that. That's
very weird.
That fucking freaks me out.
I really hate those kind of coincidental things.
Yeah.
Very strange. And somebody actually logged on to listen to us for 7 seconds with Real Media Player and logged off. Very strange.
Well, they probably didn't log off. They probably just
crashed. I don't know. It's Real Media Player, man.
Yeah, but it crashed. But Real sucks.
Yeah, Real Media Player is the suck source. I wonder who it was. I remember when somebody... Somebody told me that they use Real Media Player, but I don't remember. I'm going to do a trace route.
By the way, did you check your logs from last night?
Why is that?
Because the pure heavy near bio scans you just to freak you out.
Actually, let me see what my logs say.
I think it's about 3 o'clock in the morning. It was when I was bored. I was just kept scanning you for all these stupid ports.
No, I was asleep, man. So what does my network look like to you?
Nothing, because I'm on Windows. So I'm on Windows at the moment, so I can't really, you know, get in.
Yeah.
Not that I want to.
No. Well, you're free to try. Here you are. I mean, if you did, I know you wouldn't do anything bad to it. You just tell me what you did and how to fix it. Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hopefully.
If there is a fix.
Yeah. Well, probably just buying a new fucking firewall would fix it. And not making one of your own out of tin boxes.
Hmm. Is that you and your last fag?
What's that?
Is that you and your last fag?
It's actually, I'm smoking, this is raw what I'm doing at the moment. I'm smoking butts. Because I've run out of things to smoke.
Fucking hell. Oh well, tomorrow's Friday, you probably get paid then.
Yeah, tomorrow is payday. I'm quite happy about that. That's why I bought that watch, actually. Because I'm fucking quickly running out of money. So I've got to stop buying stuff.
Like $70 watches?
Yes, exactly. That have... that are completely useless in actual terms. It's true. It's fucking useless unless you don't know binary. Can you imagine if, like, God forbid, I got hit in the head or something and I was just like, I lost all my binary knowledge. I'd be like, oh, I don't know what the time is.
It's red, black, red, red, blue, 3.
Yeah.
It's been a quiet show, lazy show.
Yeah, it's been a laid back, lazy show. And
we're just knackered, that's why.
Yeah, might as well close it off.
Yeah.
Because there's not much more we can talk about. There's nothing, nothing's really happened.
No, it's been a really quiet day today. Mm. I don't know.
Very weird, quiet day at work as well.
Mm.
So,
tomorrow's Friday, so Fridays are always fun.
Yeah, Fridays are always a good laugh. And I don't know, what's that?
Do you know what it is today?
What?
I don't know, this is probably why people are not in IRC, but it's the Linux user groups meet up today.
Okay. I don't think that's why.
No, I was supposed to go to it as well.
Damn.
Oh well. Shit happens.
Yeah. So what should we close the call with? I mean the show with?
You mean music?
Yeah.
I don't know, because I don't have your playlist in front of me.
Okay.
I'll
just open up my hard disk to you so you can see.
Window shares.
Yeah.
Bite up Samba.
I might play Zell. Push Us to War.
Okie dokie.
So it was a lazy show.
Yep.
On the 25th of August 2005, not 2003. And I'll be saying goodnight and goodbye.
Night, night.
Here comes Earl, baby. Round them up. My, you're deep in class war. Tired of getting no food or sleep, Mr. Poor. Bring those boys back that you trained to kill. Of war and death, we've had our fill. Call it fighting terrorism or exporting imperialism. Call it what you will. Leftover neo-Reaganites. Is it just the oil? Or a capitalist sequel? These chicken hawks, are we ready to fight against the better good for the evil? UN is all talk, it's merely fecal. The lust for cash has no equal. Backstabbed by our leaders. Enough bread for war, but not enough for school and food to feed us. Bush, push us to war. Straight money is what the rich do this for. Bush, Bush, you push us to war. Rise up, people, don't take it no more. Bush, Bush, you push us to war. Rise up, people, don't take it no more. Bush, Bush, you push us to war. Rise up, people, and don't take it no more. We're watching war on the TV, and I'm thinking about the people, the Iraqi. We take to the streets, our streets. In Stillwater we ripple. Clear channel in the media, play us like a fiddle. Pick a side, no more middle. Deciphering lies, news is the riddle. Time to boycott pro-war artists. Ride with us or we won't buy your disc. No money for pro-war flicks, and no vagina for right-wing pricks. Culture of change, the vultures of war, mysteries explained. These leaders deranged. Rises the phoenix from these bombs and these flames. Rises the phoenix from these bombs and these flames. Bush, Bush, he push us to war. Rise up, people, don't take it no more. Bush, Bush, he push us to war. Rise up, people, and don't take it no more. Bush, Bush, he push us to war. Rise up, people, and don't take it no more. We stand in opposition to your war machine. Made of teens, we know death is never clean. Surgical bombing, purging the Iraqi people to kill Saddam, murder in the air. Battle for dominion, war is never fair. Make a decision, have a fucking opinion. Don't just stand there. You're just a little capitalist. Gonna call yourself a player. Wolfing at you hard and you play bad cards. Raise your fist and let these motherfuckers know I do this for the people who died for me. You're waking the sleeping giant, slow to wake with violence. How long can you fake the truth? I bit on your lie and broke my fucking tooth. Jail my mind, toss off these shackles. Isn't it time we get loose? Push, push, push us to war.